بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. Distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The religion of Islam has come to purify us from the death of the sins, from the death of the evils. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, be mindful of your deeds. Whatever you do, you, at the end of the day, you will be seeing that. Almighty Allah says, if you do something good or if you do something bad, no matter whatever you do, good or bad, the consequences will be with you. You reap what you sow. So, distinguished listeners and honorable viewers, you know that when we are committing mistakes or blunders and sins, indeed we regret, we feel sorry for ourselves, because at that moment we were not able to resist our desires. At that moment we were not able to fight against our selfish desires, our selfish temptations. A man came to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He said, "Ana rajulun 'az." I am a person who commits sin. "Wa la asbiru 'anil ma'siyah." I cannot resist committing sin. It is not written that what mistakes or what sins he used to commit. But he said to Imam alayhi salam that I want to purify myself, but the problem is that I cannot resist committing sins. You know that this situation or this circumstance is the circumstances of our young generation. They want to purify themselves. Their primordial nature, their innate nature wants them to be pure. But alas, that there are means of evil. There are access to different types of evils. So they cannot resist against the sins, against their satanic temptations. So this hadith is a remedy for our young generation. So he said that, فَعِذْنِي مَوْعِذَةً يَا ابْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. O grandson of the Messenger of God, give me a piece of advice that I have to be able to resist committing sins. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said that no problem, commit whatever you want or do whatever you want, on condition that you have to be able to do these five things. The first says, قال الإمام حسين عليه السلام, افعل خمسة أشياء وأذنب ما شئت. Do these five things and then do whatever you want. Meaning, commit anything new if you could. فأول ذلك لا تأكل رزق الله وأذنب ما شئت. Do not consume from the provisions of Almighty Allah. Do not make use of Allah's blessings. Then commit any sin, no problem. Can you do it? That you should not make use of Allah's blessings? You do not make use of the sun, the earth, the forest, the environment. You cannot do it. The second, والثاني, أخرج من ولاية الله وأذنب ما شئت. Go out of Almighty Allah's kingdom and then do whatever you want. So dear listeners, due to the brief format of the clips that we are making, the next three inshallah will be dealt with in the next episode. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.